If you knew that there was a day when $11.3 million was going to be spent online every minute during a four-hour period, would you want some of that? Would you choose to participate? That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about Black Friday. To start, I am going to share with you some statistics that will absolutely blow your mind. If you're watching the video, you're going to see me checking my notes because that's how I roll. On Black Friday 2024, $10.8 billion changed hands online. $13.3 million was spent on Cyber Monday alone. Black Friday shoppers, we're seeing a 10% year-over-year increase in the dollars that people are spending online on Black Friday. 79% of these purchases are made via mobile device. And I don't know about you, but my mobile version of anything is always the thing that's going to go wonky if anything goes. But 79% of those purchases are made via mobile. Now you think about how many people are on social media over that Black Friday day, weekend, week. And how can you sell directly from your social media? That's going to be a big part of the picture. If people never have to leave the app, how much easier is it for them to cash out with what you're offering? 60% of shoppers start their Black Friday shopping before Black Friday and certainly have their list in place. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about on this episode today is how you get yourself on that list and the products and services that you offer on that list, because that's where you want to be. Global spending saw a 5% increase. It's up to $74.4 billion, again, on one day. And just to refresh your memory from that first stat I shared in the intro, we're looking at $11.3 million a minute changing hands between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Black Friday. I want you to have a piece of that pie. And I want me to have a piece of that pie. Black Friday is a big deal. And there are some in the online space who loathe Black Friday, and that's okay. They never participate. There are some who think it's ludicrous to put your goods for sale when there's so much noise in the online space, and that's okay. But I would love to give you another way of looking at this. Can we get a reframe here? Actually participating in the crazy that is Black Friday, and I'm going to walk you through how it doesn't have to be crazy for you to have crazy results, but actually participating is like setting up your lemonade stand on the corner of the busiest highway you can possibly set it up on, where there's going to be lots of traffic, lots of people who are thirsty, lots of people who want lemonade, versus setting it up on a country road when nobody's passing. That's what we're looking at for Black Friday. And it's called Black Friday because historically it was the day when retail businesses went from red to black. It was expected that a business would operate in the red, in debt, from the beginning of the year until Black Friday. And then anything after that was gravy. That's when they stepped into the black. And I hope you're not running at a deficit in your business for the entirety of the year until November. But if you are not where you want to be, Black Friday can be an excellent way to push you over the edge. And it can also be a great way for your clients to be able to access things that maybe they haven't been able to access on other days. Now, in my community, Design to Profit, we went through a whole two-hour bonus training on this. People are popping their offers into the group now, and we're talking about how to actually frame your offers, pricing, all of the things you're going to want to know. Here, I'm going to walk you through some different ideas that you can make work in your business, or start to wonder about how can you make this work in your business. How I run my Black Friday sale is that I run it for an entire week. So mine runs from Monday to Friday, with a wrap-up day on Cyber Monday. You could run Black Friday alone. You could run Cyber Monday alone. You could run a Beat Black Friday sale earlier in November. We know that 60% of shoppers are looking. By November 1st, they're looking, they're making their list. The other thing that I would invite you to consider is start talking about your Black Friday sale now, even if you don't know what it is. We all know how B-roll just is magical in the online space. In fact, here's a fun fact from my launch that just finished a couple of weeks ago. Normally, my talking head paid ads are the things that cross people over the line. They do very, very well. This time, it was 100% B-roll. We actually canceled all of the talking heads after a week or so because they weren't getting any traction. It was the B-roll. People want to see behind the scenes. In this age of AI, people need to know that you are real. And how could you make it any more real than showing them behind the scenes in your business? So how you can relate this to Black Friday is that you can actually start talking to them now about your Black Friday event, sale, whatever you want to call it. What if you knew exactly what your ideal client was looking for? What if you knew what they were shopping for, what they had on their list maybe for 2026 that they need to add to their business? These are the kinds of things that you can be engaging with them in on your social media, in your email list. You can invite people to participate. What kinds of things are you looking for in your business? What support are you missing? Is there a gap you're experiencing between this and this? Give them polls to respond to. Ask them questions. Get people involved in this process with you. You could say something like, I'm thinking of creating XYZ and delivering it on Black Friday at a discount. Are you dealing with problem XYZ would solve? And would you be interested? Now, I don't love the word interested or the phrase, would you be interested in business? But sometimes when we're polling our audiences, that's a good way to do it. So your Black Friday offer doesn't always have to be a sale. Mind blown emojis. You could offer something that's brand new. You could choose to do your beta. You could offer something to test in your market. You could offer one-on-one sessions. If one-on-one sessions are your jam, or maybe you haven't done any in a while and you want to get in the room with people again, you could offer that. It doesn't have to be at a discount. You can add value. Maybe someone buys something evergreen that you have on your site, and for Black Friday, you're going to add something that is a no-brainer, that makes it a no-brainer by adding this value. You could do a BOGO offer, buy one, get one, or buy one, get one at half. 1 year, I'll just share some ideas that I have had through the years. I love Black Friday and I love sales, so it's been fun for me. One of the things that I did one Black Friday, it was when I was early in my human design business journey, and I offered 12 days of Christmas. And I can't remember how much I sold it for, maybe $77 or something like that, but it was a little mini recording on that person's human design chart every day for 12 days of Christmas. So they purchased it on Black Friday. I wasn't creating something before it was sold. I created it as we went through the 12 days of Christmas. It sold out. I figured that I had capacity in me on those days to do 11 each day, and it sold out. I made some money. I got on the ground, boots on the ground information or practice reading human design charts and giving them a little nuance every day. So it was a win for everybody. They loved it, loved it, loved it. I've done BOGO readings. Back when I had lots of space for human design readings, I've done BOGO readings where they could have two readings for the price of one. And I think they had to be for the same person, and they had to be spaced out at least 60 days apart. So I knew that they were using what they had learned already. So all kinds of things in my community, in the Design to Profit membership. Amanda was in there this week, and she was talking about right now she's celebrating 5 years in business. And so she's running a 5-week special in the month of October. So she wasn't sure she wanted to do a Black Friday offer after that as well, because she didn't want to cheapen her brand too much. She really wanted to honor the people who've been with her these past 5 years. One of the things that she was thinking of doing was doing a re-offer from her October sale, in case someone missed it, for a certain thing that will help them get through the holidays. She offers a lot of services that help people energetically move through the holidays with ease. So she was thinking of that. Now, she's not exactly sure what she's going to do. She's a manifesting generator, so she'll be in response. But right now she's setting all of these things up in her October sale. So she's going to have something that she can pull ahead for November if she wants to, or that she can duplicate in the back end of her system and make another offer with it. What else came up in that call? Jen is a fairly brand new entrepreneur in this space. She has another business, but she's stepping over into the human design space, and she works with new moms. So she was coming up with a session where she could give a pre-recorded session. She's a projector, and she's like, I don't know if I want to open my calendar up for everybody to be in the room with me. I want to be really careful with my energy because it's Thanksgiving at my house too, and it's Christmas at my house, and I have a young family. So if I give them a pre-recorded overview of their design and a matching report, and I can sell it for XYZ. Now, one of the big conversations that we had in the group was underpricing, because that's the tendency, especially when we look in the online space and we see all of these things on sale, is underpricing our services. So please charge what you're worth, not your worth, what the service is worth. Your worth isn't questionable. Your worth isn't tied to your offers. Please charge what the offer is worth. And like I said, you can give a bonus. So for Jen, the bonus that they're getting with this pre-recorded reading is a report that's valued at, say it's valued at $47 and the whole offer is $97. That's a good ratio to have. So think about things that you could do. You could offer for the first time in your business. You could offer at a discount, especially if you have reports or old lead magnets that are sitting there that the information is still good. I'm not talking about old information. I'm talking about things that are still really good and valuable, but you haven't put them out in a while. They're already done. Can you offer them at a no-brainer discount? Can you get in the room one-on-one session with people? Do you have something on your agenda for the beginning of the year that you'd like to pre-sell? So I've done that on Black Friday previous years when the price was going up for CBD, Content by Design. I offered it at the old price, Black Friday only, and I sold 2 seats at that price. Each of those women saved $500 on their seat, and I had an infusion of cash in my business. And I already had people sold into the next round of CBD. So it doesn't have to be something that you're delivering in December. It doesn't have to be something you're delivering immediately. It could be looking ahead to January or February. Another thing that I've done looking ahead to January and February is I love to do planning sessions for the year. So I pre-sold, there was a limited number of seats. I think there were 10 seats because it was me in the room, but I pre-sold my planning workshop and filled it on Black Friday. So you don't have to just think about sales and discounts, and you don't just have to think about something that you can offer immediately. People are busy in November and December. So if you come along in your Black Friday sale and you are speaking about something that they have to do right away, that could be a detriment. But if you're talking instead about something that you're planning for January, then sometimes that gives them a little bit of breathing room because chances are they're going to be wanting and needing what you have in January as well. So that's just a little bit of the lay of the land for you. I know that I didn't go into great detail. It's so much easier for me when I'm in the room with you and we're actually talking about your offer and bouncing. That's how you pull the goods out of me. But hopefully this has made you think a little bit about how to actually plan your Black Friday now. And actually, this is second week in October. Don't leave it any later than this. Because I think the reason that people, entrepreneurs, get so crazy about the Black Friday being such a, like, too much for them, or they feel like it's going to take over their life, is because they don't plan in time. And I don't want that to be you. If you start planning now and get the systems in place to hold your sale, if you have your offers ready, have your payment links ready, your calendar link that goes with that offer, it's a really good idea if you can swing this in your business, if you have the tech in place for this, to have a page, especially if you're doing multiple day offers, to have a page where all of your offers can be listed and go live each day. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is the first year that I'll have that in my business. I've done this bare bones before, only on Instagram and my email list. I've done it with Thrivecart, checkout pages for each thing. You can bare bones this. You can get scrappy and you can do this to bring some money into your business for Black Friday. Or you can have all the bells and whistles. What you cannot do is wait until the day before Black Friday to think you should throw a Black Friday sale together. You got to plan this now. And I know I'm using forceful language, but this is just the way it is. Them's the facts. And take people on the journey with you. Ask them what they want. Ask them what they're shopping for. Like, make it a conversation. It doesn't have to be around your services. Is a coffee maker on your list? Is a latte maker on your list? Is a new vacuum on your list? Are you buying a big screen TV? Ask people what they're buying. Just start the conversation. Have some fun with this. And I promise you, it can be fun. It doesn't have to be a gruel. Whether you choose to go with one offer on multiple days, multiple offers on multiple days, or something in the middle, I would love for you to get your hands on what promises to be over $11 billion on that one day. If you want my eyes on your offers, if you want to have conversations around this, if you want to get in with a community of women who are doing this and who are going to hold you in yours when it sucks, when you're celebrating, when it's everything in between, then you want to be in Design to Profit. That's the community where we put all of the structures and systems in place in your business according to your human design so that you don't burn yourself out on your way to a sustainable business. The link is in the show notes for you, and I would love to welcome you in.